Frankenstein. The Modern Prometheus. By Mary Shelley. Adaption by Mike Eshman. NGMA Technologies Corporation. August 5th. Last Monday, ice surrounded the ship on all sides, scarcely leaving her the sea room in which she floated. We were in a thick fog. We lay to, hoping some change would take place. About 2 o'clock, the mist cleared away. A strange sight attracted our attention. A low carriage, on a sledge drawn by dogs, passed, half a mile to the north. A man of gigantic stature guided the dogs. We watched with our telescopes, until he was lost. We were too far from landfall for such traffic. About 2 hours later, the ground sea broke, and freed our ship. In the morning light I went on deck, and found the sailors busy talking to someone in the sea. It was a sledge which had drifted towards us, on a large fragment of ice. One dog remained alive, and a man. The stranger addressed me in English, with a foreign accent. "Before I come aboard, where are you bound?" "We were on a voyage of discovery, towards the Northern Pole." He consented to come aboard. His limbs were nearly frozen, and his body emaciated. We carried him to the cabin, and he fainted. We brought him back to the deck, and rubbed him with brandy, forcing him to swallow some. We wrapped him in blankets, and placed him near the chimney of the kitchen stove. He ate a little soup, which restored him. 2 days passed, before he was able to speak. His sufferings had deprived him of understanding. I removed him to my own cabin. His eyes are wild. Even mad, but any act of kindness towards him brings his gratitude. He is melancholy and despairing, and gnashes his teeth. The men wished to ask him 1,000 questions, but I would not allow him to be the subject of idle curiosity. Once, however, the lieutenant asked why he had come so far upon the ice in a sledge. "To seek one who fled from me." "And did the man whom you pursued travel in the same fashion?" "Yes." "Then I fancy we have seen him, for the day before we picked you up, we saw some dogs drawing a sledge, with a man in it, across the ice." "I have, doubtless, excited your curiosity, as well as that of these good people, but you are too considerate to make inquiries." "Certainly, it would indeed be very impertinent, and inhuman of me, to trouble you with any inquisitiveness of mine. And yet you rescued me from a strange and perilous situation. You have benevolently restored me to life." He was eager to be on deck, to watch for the sledge. I promised someone would watch, and give instant notice, if any new object should appear. August 13th. He is now continually on deck, watching for the sledge. August 19th. Yesterday the stranger said to me, "I do not know that my disasters will be useful to you, yet you may deduce a moral from my tale. Prepare to hear of the marvelous." Many things appear possible in these wild and mysterious regions, which would provoke the laughter of those unacquainted with the powers of nature. Listen to my history, and you will see how irrevocably it is determined. He told me that he would commence his narrative the next day,